Welcome to the RodeoKids.com podcast. I'm your host, Kamari Widmer, and today I want to take a little bit of time to talk about when the right time is to move to the next level. Whether you're an individual, a parent, a clinician trying to help somebody, it can be a really hard decision to make. Sometimes it's easy to get caught in our comfort zone. Sometimes we get told by other people that it's time, even when we're not ready. And it's just a tricky subject that some of us really struggle with. So I wanted to bring a little light on it and give some of my advice and what I've seen and a few of the experiences that I've had. So the first thing that I want to talk about today is if you're in a situation that you are thinking about moving up or moving your child up to a new horse, to riding steers instead of calves, or whatever it may be, is to sit down and have a conversation about it. The worst thing that you can do is just assume that they're ready, buy them the new horse, enter them in the next event or in the step up event, and just spring it on them, because that's scary. Now there are times that if you know the situation and it's super controlled and it can be a good confidence booster for them, there are definitely exceptions to that, but I would say 99% of the time, the best thing you can do before deciding if it's time to move up or not is sit down and have a conversation. If you're a parent, have a conversation with your child. If you are an individual, have a conversation with somebody who knows you, who knows your riding style, and can give you some solid advice, someone that you trust. So when you're having this conversation, ask your child questions like, are you ready to move up? Is there somebody that you aspire to be like? If you're asking kids, when you're riding around in the arena, do you wish that you could go as fast as your friends? Or do you wish that you could ride up a level? Or are you comfortable where you're at? Are you scared of your horse at all? Just kind of spell out the situation that they're in right now and see if they're intimidated, if they feel like they can continue to get better where they're at, or if they or you feel like it's time to take the next step and buy the new horse or enter the next class. But take the time to sit down and really have that conversation first. And if you're a parent, you know, make sure that you're watching your kid at the rodeos and really paying attention to if they're ready. You know, the most important thing is fundamentals before you bump up to the next event. Does your child make the pattern correctly on the horse or pony that they're on? And if they do, and they're doing it well, great, maybe consider moving up. If you see that they're on a horse or pony or calf or bull or whatever it may be that is too much for them and they're not doing things fundamentally correct and they're starting to create bad habits, because of their lack of knowledge or experience, then they're probably not ready to move up. Now, if they're in a situation where, you know, you rise to the level of your competition and maybe their pony is a stubborn little pony and it's not allowing them to do what's correct. Maybe you don't necessarily find a faster fire-breathing dragon horse that they can go win on, but maybe you just find a less stubborn pony that they can learn the fundamentals on, because especially if they're kids or if you're a beginner, you have to learn the fundamentals first, or that next faster horse is going to scare you and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to struggle more with that than if you take the time to do the building blocks. So definitely keep an eye on the situation. If you're considering it, ask your friends to watch you ride and just get some opinions and make sure that those opinions are from people that are trustworthy. Whatever you do, don't go listening to the advice and the words of the naysayers. If you have a parent chirping in your ear all the time saying, oh, your kid rides good, you need to do this, you need to do that, that is not for anybody else to decide except for you and your significant other and your child. That is who it's up to, because nobody else knows what's going on in their head except for their parents. So don't let the little birds chirping in your ear be the one who decide that your child or that you yourself are or are not ready to move up to the next level. Now, if it's somebody that you trust, then go ahead and listen, but make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. So another thing, remember, it's not about winning. These youth rodeos, any rodeo, we don't do this because we have to win. If we had to win at everything, life would be so frustrating. So when you're working to advance to the next level, remember, competition is important, but what's more important is that we're having fun, that we're building friendships and relationships, and that we enjoy the atmosphere that we're in and that we're striving to build that confidence, to get better, to learn life lessons. Because when they graduate high school, when they graduate college, whatever it may be, or maybe they'll get into other sports, you don't want to put all your money and all your time and everything, all your energy into winning when they might quit tomorrow and you don't really know. You might decide something might happen and you want it to be about those memories, that it was a fun time in their life and that they enjoyed it and that they met awesome people that they're still friends with, not that it was so competitive and it was frustrating and we got burnt out because all we did was travel and ride horses that were too much and I just never really felt safe or confident. We don't want that. And even if you do have your child ride a horse that they can win on, but they're not confident on and they're scared of, you are not doing them any justice. So make sure that we're putting them in a situation to have fun and smile and really just love the life that they're living, going to rodeos and competing and, growing and just becoming better little humans for society. I want to share a story too, as we're talking about moving to the next level, potentially buying new horses or practicing animals, whatever it may be that we're doing, about trusting your intuition. So when I was in eighth grade, I had decided that I wanted to get a young horse. I had ridden my mom's old barrel horse and done really well as a little girl. I got to where I didn't really enjoy rodeo, and my parents didn't push it because they wanted me to come to it on my own. And that was a great thing. Had they pushed it when I was, 9, 10, 11 years old in my upper elementary, junior high years, I might not have ever gotten into it and started all of the Performance Pony Company, RodeoKids.com, and doing what I'm doing now. Had they pushed me into a situation that I wasn't comfortable with and that I didn't want to do. But anyway, I got interested in being involved in rodeo again, and they didn't have any horses at the time that really suit me there at the farm, and I thought that I was to a level that I wanted to learn how to kind of grow up with a horse and start my own. And my parents had both rodeoed a lot. They both trained their own horses, and so I was in good hands. I wasn't just thrown to the wolves to do it on my own. But they went to the Pitzer Ranch sale and they found a horse that was a 4-year-old that looked really broke, that seemed like a super nice horse, and they bought him for me. And my Uncle Kurt, he brought him home and I got on him and rode him around a little bit, and I loved him at first. I was super excited for the opportunity. My mom and I had an agreement that she would help me, but I had to listen, and it was just going to be a good chance for me to kind of get a fresh start in rodeo and grow together with something and start to appreciate it again. So I rode the horse for a little while, for probably 3 or 4 days, and just didn't quite feel right on him. So I kept it to myself at first, and before the end of the first week, I just had to tell my mom that I just wasn't really comfortable. And for me to tell my mom that was like a big step, because I've always been the person, especially when I was younger, that I want to know how to do it myself. I want to fix things myself. And so for me to say, hey, mom, like, I don't feel comfortable, would you ride this horse for me, was a big step. And she definitely knew that if I was coming to her with that, then there really was something going on. And I told her it wasn't that I didn't want to continue riding him, but I just felt like he needed a little bit more before I was really ready for him. So anyway, my mom got on the horse and she rode him for a couple of weeks, and she kind of felt the same way. He really didn't do anything bad or wrong, but she just wasn't really super comfortable on him either. There was just this gut feeling that he just wasn't quite ready for what we were asking him for. So my dad's a team roper, and the little horse had been roped on before, so we decided that it would be a good idea for someone to rope on him. So we asked my dad if he would rope on him for a little while longer just to get him some more experience, help him grow, get him to mature a little bit more. We all really liked the little horse, so none of us had a hard time, you know, wanting to keep him around and help him advance. We just wanted to make sure that I was in a situation that I could advance like I needed to. So my dad gets on the horse and he warms him up, and they're roping steers that night. And he roped three or four on him, and he was doing really good. Just doing fine. I mean, still a green colt, but was doing good. And then on the fourth or fifth steer, he roped him and he went to go turn left, and this little horse started bucking. And the horse bucked very hard, and my dad came down on the back of his saddle, and it ended up breaking his pelvis. Now, I definitely know that young horses, you know, they might buck. That's part of it. But this one, I just had this intuition that there was something that wasn't quite right about him. There was this feeling that I got. I don't know if it's a God sign. I don't know exactly what it was, but my gut just told me that it wasn't right. So they ended up sending the horse off to another person who rode horses, and the guy that rode him was someone who could put a lot of miles on him and really just wear him down and rope on him and try to get this little kink worked out of him. And he had this horse for a couple of months, and he never could quite figure out what was wrong with him. You know, maybe he needed adjusted. Maybe it was, you know, it could have been a million things. But even after my parents, my mom, my dad, and this individual riding him, all three who had ridden a lot of miles, and then myself, who has nothing but my gut instincts to really trust because I'd been in pretty safe situations for the most part, had this feeling that there was something about this horse that just wasn't quite right in his mind. Now, that was intuition, and that's a sign worth listening to. So when you're out there buying, trying, stepping up, going to the next level, trust that feeling, especially when it comes to kids, because had I been the one who broke my pelvis instead of my dad, who knows if I would have ever ridden again. You know, that's a scary thing. I mean, it's hard to say what would have happened, but the way that it worked out was fine. We ended up getting rid of the horse, and he's completely out of the picture and can't harm anybody anymore. But that's just one thing to really keep in mind. Make sure that if your child is telling you, like, I am not comfortable, I am not confident, I am scared, listen to those things. Don't overlook it because you want it for them more than they want it. There are thousands of horses in the world. There is always another rodeo. There is always another chance. So listen to those intuitions. You know, don't be afraid to let them skip out on one every now and then. And again, the most important thing is that we're having fun and that we're building our confidence and our trust and building relationships with people and just enjoying life. Keep it fun, keep it light, you know, keep it about the individuals in the process. I hope that this podcast helps you as you're starting your search and part of the journey of moving up to the next level, to the next horse, to the next event. And I hope that you all just remember to have fun while you're doing it. If you have any questions at all that we can help you with at rodeokids.com, please don't hesitate to ask us. You can shoot us an email to info@rodeokids.com, PM us on Facebook, or DM us on Instagram. Have a great day and safe travels. Mm-hmm. Are you a rodeo kid looking to further your career in the rodeo industry? Check out our advancement page on rodeokids.com, where you can find sponsorships, scholarships, internships, and a recruit me page where college rodeo coaches can find you. Again, that's rodeokids.com under the advancement tab.